Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is a dear friend and colleague, Tessa Greenspan, chatting with us from St. Louis. Welcome to studio, Tessa.
Thank you so much, Nanette. How sweet of you to ask me to do this.
Well, Tessa, you have so much going on. Of course, you and I worked together when we did the Thrive Global Positivity Primer. You have been a best-selling author. Your inspiring memoir, From Outhouse to Penthouse, chronicles your extraordinary ascent from poverty to towering success. But you're a mentor, in addition to having been president for 28 years with a health-focused supermarket. So let's just talk a little bit about your commitment to excellence in business and mentoring and pursuit of creative personal and professional growth. Give our audience a little bit of the highlights of your life.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I would like to tell everybody what my mission in life is, and it's to live life full out, healthy, touch as many people as I possibly can in a positive way. And so this is my goal, and I do it in many ways. And one of the things I do is I mentor a lot of people, and I've helped them to get to their next level, which is so good. Really, it's exciting to see. So, and I'm doing several other things, and I just love life. And so I feel, and would like to share this, that every day we have an opportunity to make a difference in other people's lives. You know, just with a kind smile or just a thoughtful gesture. I mean, there's so many things that we can do that will help uplift others. And when we do that, it helps us. So go ahead.
Absolutely, Tessa. And so, you know, I love to follow your social, which is facebook.com/Tessa.Greenspan. Everything from turn your fears into faith and your doubts into determination. You know, wake up, smile, and tell yourself today is my day. People think that these are homilies, but really, this is a lifestyle that you have embraced. Tell us a little bit about some of the people you've mentored and how you turned your own life around.
Oh, that's big. So I mentor a lot of people. There are a number of speakers that I mentor, several financial people, and I have, especially the one, I have helped her get to the stratosphere in her company, and it just is so rewarding. I mean, she was struggling, and she had doubts about things, and so it's just turned around, and it's really on business and life. We can't separate the two on the mentoring part. So that really helps. And my feeling, and for those that are listening, I suggest if you've learned a lot in life, find people that want to be mentored that you could help. I mean, it's a little thing out of your day that could make a major difference in another person's life. And when we learn and when we teach, we learn. It just reinforces us. So it's really, really great. I don't know how much you want me to go into the story. I will say this, that the book From Outhouse to Penthouse is one of the best inspirational books that you could ever read. And I'll just tell you about the business part. And that is that I had partners. I owned a supermarket like a Whole Foods for 28 years. Though when I first started, I had partners, a father and son. And our suggestion, our decision was that they would run the store because they owned a chain of stores in Illinois, which was another state. So that went along, and I take responsibility for this. I was not paying attention. I was thinking, you know, they knew it all. Well, after 3 years, they wanted a meeting, handed me the keys, and said that they were declaring bankruptcy. Well, that really shook my life around. And so when I got into the books more, I saw that they had siphoned a tremendous amount of money. I was left with debt in today's money of $1 million. So that really, I had choices. I could declare bankruptcy, which I wasn't going to do because I knew the people that was owed. So I just dug in. And one of the most important things that I would like to really share with everyone that is so important, it was eating me up, and it was important that I forgive them. It didn't mean that I forgot about her and never saw them again. The point of it is, if we don't forgive another, it's like taking poison and waiting for that other person to die. It doesn't hurt them, it just hurts us. And so that's really something that I really am passionate about, that is really whatever you have in your mind, if there's a person, it's really important to forgive and let it go. It doesn't mean you have to talk to them ever again. It really helps you, though, and it helps your mind.
So I'm going to segue to the chapter of the book, and this new book is coming out. And the chapter is, of course, failure is not an option. I'm going to read something that you wrote. Success doesn't fall into your lap. It must be fought for, earned through heartbreak and setback. Life throws your way, which you've just explained to us. You know it because you lived it, and your journey wasn't a straight line. It wasn't a lucky break. It was a battlefield of failures, hard lessons, and an unwavering mindset that failure was never an option. So we're going to talk about the things you talk about in this chapter, but tell us a little bit how you got involved in this new book and, you know, what's going on.
Well, I'm blessed beyond measure, first of all. Kelly Lamb, who has a TV program and magazines and all in St. Louis, has been a friend for many years. And so she chose the top women in St. Louis, Missouri, to have a chapter in the book. And so, and actually tonight is the launch of a get-together of the book. It really is so inspiring. There's so many great stories for any person who, there's a story for everyone, I can tell you. And it's called It's About Time, and it's on Amazon.
You know, and what I absolutely, and what I like is in this era, it's funny. The book is funny, and each story invites you to embark on a journey of courage, resilience, and reinvention. And that's why we wanted to talk to you in the new year, because there is no one who has helped with my reinvention and other people's reinventions more than you, Tessa. And you know, I want to talk about the fact that, you know, not just beyond business, but you climbed that ladder inch by inch. And you and I have talked about the importance of successful partnerships and looking to your employees for ideas. Let's talk a little bit about some of those things. So share with our audience some of the things you did at a time when grocery stores like Whole Foods didn't exist. You were into the health food thing. Tell us how your employees helped you shape the business and make it a success.
Well, this is a really good question. I had 84 employees, and the point of it is that it's so important to treat your employees better than you would treat your best customer. So when we do what's right, I developed a store that was a community, and actually, you know, I had 8 registers. So when a cashier or somebody that works in the produce had a birthday, I would say everybody wish on a PA, everybody wish Pam a happy birthday. And so I involved the customers along with it. The customer service was really good. Also, I gave each of the cashiers $5 in case somebody was short. And so they would give it out to people maybe who didn't have quite enough money on them. And that endeared those customers to me so much. Never did anyone, there was never a time that people did not return the money. So it's really customer service. And there really, so many stores are so big now that you really can't have. The only one that is even close is Trader Joe's that has good customer service. So, you know.
I agree 100%. Absolutely. It's just amazing. So, you know, one of the things that you told me was you also catered to, there was an immigrant community, and you started to carry things. Tell a little bit about that, because in this time when immigrants are being, you know, how can I say, not treated well, you embraced them. Tell us a little bit about how that contributed to your success.
This is a great story, too, by the way. The Bosnian community had to leave. They could only stay in Germany for 7 years, and so a lot of them were put in different places, and there were like 30,000 in the St. Louis area. And I was talking to one person who was a Bosnian, and she was telling me about this. And so what I did is I contacted people in New York, and I had them ship me a pallet of different Bosnian food. Well, I then started to advertise in their Bosnian language, which was creative, and I developed little by little. And then I found out that they loved Cubanella peppers, which we didn't have. So I had a farmer who grew for me, and I had him grow the Cubanella peppers. And I advertised in their language newspaper, little sheet newspaper. So it's really finding a need and filling it is really what it is. There was a need. And by the way, that was a 4-foot section. I developed that into a 16-foot section, and really different things from other countries too, like Germany. So it really worked out so well. And it was just because I wanted to help them feel comfortable in this country.
You know, I have to read again from your chapter in this book because, you know, if life keeps knocking you down, you're not finished, you're not beaten, you're just in the middle of your story. And the world will tell you to lower expectations, will tell you to be realistic, will tell you to settle. Don't listen. And this is something that you do. You listen to that quiet voice deep inside. I've been with you, Tessa. I've sat with you and held your hand and talked. And this is what you always say. Keep going. You were made for more. No matter how many times you fall, remember, failure is not an option. Who do you think, we've talked about your mother as a mentor, but who were some of your mentors that helped you learn the resiliency and the line, keep going, you were made for more?
Actually, it was one person, though my mother-in-law, too, was a great resource. She was in business, and so she was a big help. Though my attorney and I developed this relationship that I could talk to him at any time, and he was my mentor and helped me in so many ways, especially legal ways, though in other ways. And so it's really important for people to find people that believe in them and will help them. And those are kind of few and far between. The point of it is look for a person. You know, many times people who are massively successful like to help. You know, they have knowledge and they would like to help. And so don't be afraid of asking. Just say, would you mentor me, or could I have lunch with you, or dinner, or can I buy you coffee? I would really like to pick your brain and see where it goes from there.
Well, I will tell you that your philosophy is very much part of Radio St. Pete, a community radio station that is not profit. Folks, if you've just joined me for this episode of Live Life Better, I've been talking to the one and only Tessa Greenspan, positivity power, the power of mentoring, and failure is not an option. We'll have all of the information on her new book and her book from Outhouse to Penthouse with the article. Tessa, we want to thank you, and we want you to give our audience some parting positivity words.
Never give up, and failure is not an option. Just pivot if something's not working.
Thank you, Tessa Greenspan, for Radio St. Pete and Live Life Better. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Aloha until our next time.
Thank you.